Track 11, Continued Focus and Concentration.
They say that 90% of failure is caused by incompletion. We are on the right track, but somehow we got off track and never got back on again to complete the goal. A client once said, no matter how hard she tried, she was constantly getting interrupted and derailed throughout the day. Well, you can count on the fact that along the road of good intentions, there will be roadblocks, setbacks, and unexpected detours. We certainly need to work on minimizing the disruptions. But the real question lies in how long it takes to get back on track again when it does happen. Some people get off track at 10 o'clock in the morning and they are off track the rest of the day. Some people get off track on Tuesday morning and they are off track the rest of the week. And I think we all know someone who got off track around age 23 and they have yet to recover. If we are going to bring our goals to completion, that means being able to refocus on what we are doing and get back to what needs to be done. We also need to fight against the law of diminishing intentions. When we come up with these wonderful ideas and sincere intentions on how to improve results, like exercise, asking for more referrals, getting more organized, after we have missed the mark a few times, we mentally lower the bar. When we miss the mark a few more times, we finally keep lowering the bar until it brings us back to square one. The real danger again lies in damaging your confidence in yourself, your ideas, and your ability to execute them effectively. We need to learn how to evaluate our actions, look for progress, then refocus and recommit to our intentions on a regular basis until we are consistently getting the results that we want. That is the only way we are going to perpetuate positive change. Living a life of progress will ensure that what is at first extraordinary, in time becomes ordinary.